James Strawn has been a firefighter for nearly 20 years, most recently serving as a fire chief for the rural East Pulaski County Department. After recently seeing an ad in a firefighting magazine, he decided to apply for a similar position in Iraq.
I can go over there, work for a year, and make more than I could here in quite a few years. And it'll get all the bills paid off, and with the current economy, just look like the thing to do.
But Strawn's loved ones aren't crazy about the idea.
Some are telling me not to go, you know, that they're not paying me to stay here, so I might as well go and just see how it all plays out.
Strawn has taken a job with civilian contractor Wackenhut, which provides security and fire services. While Americans are still frequently targeted in Iraq, Strawn says he's comforted, knowing he'll be working exclusively inside an American military base.
A lot of the people are worried about it, but this company's got over 800 employees on the ground over there. They've had three fatals. One of them was natural causes, one was firefighting, and one got hit by an IED in a road convoy. After that, they no longer transport us on road convoys. It's all helicopter moves, so it's not bad. You look at some of the bigger fire departments, they have more fatals than that in a year.
Strawn will be flying out of Little Rock Sunday, first going to Houston, where he'll meet with other firefighters from across the country who are taking similar positions. Such jobs are among many that the military has outsourced in recent years. Strawn doesn't know yet which base he'll be assigned to, but we'll learn that in the coming week.
I've known about it for about a month now, is when I got the notification that I got the job, and it's just been dragging real slow, and now all of a sudden that I got the plane ticket, it's time to do it. And so starting to get a little excited about it. Already starting to miss the wife, but that's going to get worse, I know.
Despite that American civilians are often targeted the same as military personnel, his wife, Elgina Strawn, isn't worried.
I'm excited because he's going to get to do what he wants to do, and he'll be happy doing it. So that'll be good, but I'll miss him.
During his year-long position, James Strawn will work in four-month increments, interspersed by 10 days of vacation time. That's when he'll be able to see his wife. The fire chief says there isn't much difference in fighting fires in Iraq.
Gear's all the same. Looking at what they're using, it's the exact same stuff we use here. It's just going to be a matter of a little bit warmer, drier air. It won't have the humidity that we've got here in Arkansas.
Of course, the hardest part, just as it is for members of the military, is being away from family. But Strawn's wife, Elgina, says it's not hard to stay in touch.
With the modern communication of the internet, the webcam, and we're going to be able to see each other and still talk to each other. And it's not even going to be an international call. The base there is just a long-distance call.
Chief Strawn knows what to expect in Iraq.
It'll be a change. You know, this will be my second trip over. First time was with the military during Desert Storm, and I'm just be a little further north this time as a civilian. But it was a real dry place, monochromatic. Everything's tan. You don't see any colors. You know, unlike here where we got the leaves changing green, and in the fall they change colors. There's nothing over there to change colors but the sand.
Strawn will have a going-away party with family members Saturday before leaving Sunday morning to begin his new position. For FM 89 News, I'm Michael Hiplin.